How we doing? It's Ben and Kyle back with the WST podcast. We're going to cover some fun topic. One topic we're going to cover for you today is the idea of the green text bubble. You recently got an Android phone, didn't you, Kyle?
Yeah, new Google Pixel, and now all of my texts are green.
Let's talk about the differences now. So if you have an iPhone, you got the obviously group text. You can name them. It's kind of fun. Good banter, almost overuse of banter sometimes when everyone's on iPhone because everyone's just driving, boom, stuff popping up. But, I mean, sometimes the bubbles can get in your way, right? It's one of these things like you're texting with your buddies.
You're texting a girl.
Oh, the girl is important, right? You kind of type, delete, and the bubbles are still sitting there. She's expecting something like, you know, phenomenal to come out of the text.
It's the buildup. It's like bubbles, delete, stop, and then you send it.
And it better be phenomenal.
And it's awful.
Is there a retractor?
There should be a recall button.
I think you can literally click and kind of delete it on your end so you don't feel as stupid when you look at the previous text.
I do that. Like if the text is so bad, I just delete it so that if there's a response, I don't have to go back.
I just delete the overall message.
I'm going to start clean slate. Let's start over.
There is probably some advantages though too. I mean, I don't know if you have read receipts, but I mean, I feel like that's one you often play with on like the Apple end. Like, I want someone to know that I read it, but I feel important that I'm not going to get back to them for like two more days.
But I know the people that have read receipts, and I purposely won't read their text.
Just to piss them off.
Just to piss them off.
Or read them when like they don't know, and you're like four or five texts down. So when they go back and they see that they read your thing like 4 days later, they obviously know that you're just screwing with them or just messing with them. I mean, there might be some other advantages too. I mean, if you do get an Android phone, I feel like there's some ancillary friends that may not text you. Do you even want to be friends with those people anymore?
I've gotten so many texts like, why are your texts green? Are you a green guy? Are you creepy now?
Can you afford? Where'd you get your phone? Is it prepaid? Is it a burner?
Is it Boost Mobile?
Are you saving? Is this a track phone?
Is it Cricket Wireless?
Consumer Cellular? Are you back on those flip phones? I mean, you're stepping back, but I mean, it could be
stepping forward. It's a brave new world filled
with
Android.
Where do you get your apps? Google Play? What is Google Play?
It's just like the
sounds like a playground. Is there pinball games there? What can you download?
You can download everything that you can download on iTunes or whatever it's called. I don't know. That's an old world to me. I'm all about Google Play.
Does it work?
It's great. Apps now are either iOS or Android.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, so net being green bubbles, there are some advantage or green bubbles advantage, right? You clean out some friends, but
every day St. Patty's Day when I text.
All right. Well, I think we got that one covered. Thanks all for listening. We'll get the next episode out to you soon. We're signing off. Thanks a bunch.